The balcony collapses and I become a bird. I can't remember the question exactly. It was August, dead season, the only blooms fat and angry and dead if you tried to touch them. I had tiled the floors with geography. Angelo was white and useless in the heat. Next door, the fields were on fire. We would watch the rain not falling, the bodies of teenagers rolling in the dirt. Down the road, the earth had pulled apart the asphalt into a deep crevice that children flipped quarters across, back and forth until one went clinking into the darkness. Angelo was sure he was dying. He hiked his shorts up his blue calves so the sun could heat his thighs. I was too busy watching the squirrels move, evolving rapidly to flit from branch to branch like birds, stretching their extra skin. Angelo had asked me something. About the forecast, maybe. I didn't respond. He was so high and certain that it would rain eventually, that our bodies would collapse, but only after a suitable number of years together. I let a glass of water sweat a translucent ring into my skirt and ignored him. What did I know? That a fault line could open underneath you and swallow everything. I pictured it again and again, Angelo's blue legs clinging to the veranda, my body sprouting the thick black wings of a devil worshiper from the sore nubs of my shoulders. Birds so big and elegant and easy to become. I emerge, hollow-boned and tongueless, shedding loose coins in the dark.